It's Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, which means that it's Worldview Wednesday, which means that we usually take a look at something that's going on into the culture and try to see it through a Christian worldview. But we don't even have to deviate from the text today because the text deals with sexual immorality and how the church handles it. And what we've seen Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 is that instead of accommodating sin, we need to be cleaning it out. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened." Well, why is all of this necessary? Well, the text is going to give us three reasons. But the first one is that because sin spreads and contaminates and corrupts more than just one person. We say this time and time again, that sin does not take place in a vacuum. Your sin affects more than just you. Paul here uses the example of leaven that's used in bread. Leaven makes bread rise, and the use of just a little leaven works its way through a whole lot of bread dough. But the other thing leaven causes is that it causes the bread to take longer to cook. So way back in Exodus chapter 12, when the instructions for Passover were first given, the instruction was to prepare unleavened bread because there would be no time to waste when God delivered the people of Israel. They were to eat with their belt fastened and sandals strapped to their feet in great anticipation of their deliverance. So to prepare the bread with leaven would be like saying, "I'm not very excited for the deliverance God is going to give," or, "I would just rather stay in Egypt." The deliverance of the Israelites represented leaving an old life behind and entering a new life. Leaven was the symbol of that old life. So in the years following the Exodus, when they celebrated the festival of unleavened bread, they would make a tedious effort to clean their houses of any remnant of leaven. They wanted to get rid of any trace of the old life of sin. What Paul is talking about corresponds to that very idea, but he's also adding something. He's saying that a little leaven spreads through the whole lump of bread. Sin spreads and contaminates and corrupts more than you realize. And if it goes unchecked, it will infect more than just one person. So for the church, if we take a soft attitude towards sin, a soft mindset, then we can expect greater and greater expressions of willful, blatant sin to be displayed in our church. And we're told to get rid of any traces of the old life. As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Romani Calderash LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Romania.